Captain's log, 3238.4. We're passing through the Lador Quadrant, a relatively unexplored sector, heading to the Ambi colony, situated on the very edge of this sector. It will take us 2.4 days at warp 6 to reach it. The vastness of space never fails to impress me.
Captain, a power source seems to have entered the ship.
Power source?
The energy moves in a deliberate manner, Captain. It could be alien in nature.
Find out where it's coming from and what it is, Spock.
Up yours, Captain.
What?
Analyzing further, Captain.
Huh. Spark, an update on that power source.
It persists, Captain. It seems to be concentrated on decks 4 and 5.
That's medical and crew quarters. Yes.
This is the doctor, Captain.
We have a major incident down here.
And it's escalating.
What is it, Doctor? We have about 30 to 40 people with a range of injuries, from broken to cracked ribs, lacerations of the face, and broken hands. What from?
It's from fighting, Captain.
What, there's been a large brawl or something? These are all separate incidents. And what's their reasons?
There seems to be a wide range of reasons.
In fact, Tomkinson, who I've known since a boy. In fact, I'm his godfather, and he wouldn't hurt a fly. Was involved in fighting too. And what was his reason?
Well, according to him, somebody insulted his brother.
Family feelings can run deep, Doctor. Yes, it can. But Tomkinson doesn't have a brother. He's an only child, Captain.
I told you to stay in line!
Spark has been tracking a strange power source. Maybe alien in nature.
It seems to be emanating from Dex
4 and 5. There's more where that came from.
We're looking into it, Doctor.
Well, apparently that's not good enough, is it? Do I have to come up there and do your job for you?
You stay where you're needed. You do your job, and I'll do mine.
Well, damn well get on with it.
I got a broken nose.
Touchy old fart, isn't he?
He seems very agitated, even for the doctor.
Yeah. I think it's about time you got results, Mr. Spock. And found out what this alien thing is before it destroys the ship.
Well, at least I'm doing something and not just sitting there expecting results.
Oh, really? Well, if you really want to take this chair over, you just come right ahead.
Yeah, and I'll take on the winner, all right?
This will take but a second. Captain.
What?
What is it, Spock? That is where the power source is emulating from.
What's happened to us? What's happened to me? We don't talk to each other and treat each other in that way. Spock, what are you feeling?
Anger and hatred, Captain, mostly towards you, which is very unusual for a Vulcan.
Mr. Coffrey, I want to beat the crap out of the pair of you.
I too am feeling angry and want to fight.
The entity is affecting our minds, Captain. It's pushing us towards anger and hate, and to act violently upon it. It may be what sustains it, Captain.
Are you saying it feeds off of feelings? Like hate?
The galaxies are infinite, Captain. And so are the possibilities, however alien they seem to us.
We must resist this.
Stopping the anger and hostilities, Captain, may weaken the alien.
To all crew members, this is the Captain. We have an alien on board that seems to feed off of hate and anger, and it has the ability to affect our minds, to create imaginary hate that we don't normally have. All hostilities and fighting must end if we are to take back control of our ship. Treat each other with respect.
You are right, Laddie.
Like we always have done.
Hey, you'll be all right.
And resist any confrontations. Stand by.
Nice speech.
Thank you.
The energy levels seem to be weakening, Captain.
We know who you are now. We know what you can do. And we're not playing your game anymore. You may have caused war and conflicts throughout the galaxy, but now we know you exist. And we are ready. You're not welcome here, so get off my ship.
Yeah, bugger off, you freeloader.
Leave while you still can.
Yes? Captain, I would like to apologize for the way I acted earlier. I don't know what came over me. It was the alien affecting our minds, all our minds, including Spock's. We may have left a bad taste in the alien's mouth, Doctor. It seems to have left the ship.
Well, the fighting seems to have subsided at the moment, Captain.
Hopefully for good.
Well, let's hope so.
What worries me, Spock, is how many more of those things like that are out there.